Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Davidson Ukioke, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Davidson.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from May 12th to 18th. What's changed over the past week and what's happening across the province at this stage?
So right now, we've had some improvement in terms of seeding numbers. We moved up 13%. Right now, we are at 29% of seeding progress across the province. It's still below the five-year average of 55% and the 10-year average of 52%. As you know, a system moved through the province last week, bringing along strong winds, periodic mixed precipitations, which caused a bit of a delay, and that's why we are where we are right now. Despite these delays, seeding progress in all regions, the southwestern region had more advanced seeding progress, then followed by the southeast, and then the northern regions are just behind.
What has gone in and where? And how are things going at this point?
So growers are doing what they can just to... So in terms of the most advanced seeding, the pulse crops are leading the way, with lentils and field peas being 53% seeded across the province. And that's because most of that commodity is grown in the southern region, followed by the pulse. The cereals come just close to that, and right now durum is at 49% seeded across the province, and then we have chickpea, which is at 40%. Triticale is at 34%. Every other commodity is in the 20s and below that.
How do moisture conditions look at this point? What types of variability are we seeing? And how is moisture factoring in on planting?
So considerably, the rain we got a huge downpour in some regions, not everywhere, but large portions of Saskatchewan got huge millimeters of rain, with Dundrum having 83, then we have North Battleford 82 and thereabouts. This widespread precipitation increased topsoil moisture, and it will recharge the topsoil moisture across the province. Right now, in terms of topsoil moisture, we have 67% of cropland topsoil moisture being adequate. In terms of hay land, we have 72 of that. And then pasture land, we have 73 being adequate right now. We have a surplus in the 20s in cropland and in the teens in hay land and pasture land. So this improved topsoil moisture is expected to benefit crop development and hay as well as pasture conditions. So typically growers can't, because of the nature of the soil, growers can't head out until the soil is pretty dry. If not, you get stuck, or you can as well cause some compaction. So it's best for you to wait for the field to thaw out, for you to see some dry land before you go ahead and start seeding. So it causes some delays, especially where you have some water standing on the field. You can't just drive into places like that.
What are the expectations over the coming week?
So in terms of the weather prediction, we know we can't control Mother Nature. Whatever it is, we get, we take. However, I know for a fact that Saskatchewan farmers or growers are pretty resilient, and they tend to be able to put on multiple hats. It looks like it's going to warm up largely, and as a matter of fact, it's warming up right now, and so a lot more growers are on the field seeding right now. I know for a fact that there's going to be some increase in the seeding progress in the coming weeks, which is good for everyone.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I would just like to add that as growers are seeding is in progress across the province, I would like to plead with motorists to be careful when they see farm equipment being hauled on the road. Please take it easy. Do not try to overtake. And as well as for growers, when you're hauling, please use caution while transporting farm equipment. And those individuals who will be applying herbicides at this time, please use the right protection, PPEs, as required by the pesticides.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Davidson Ukioke, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.